good morning and welcome to the Team Glacken Monday Morning Motivational Call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for today's call. Every time I run the call, I say basically the same thing, and I'm going to say it again because I think it's really important for us to understand this aspect for ourselves, but also to understand it for our team members, that when you go to a corporate job, if you have a corporate job, and some of you do have a corporate side job even, that you have a responsibility. You've got work that has to get out at a certain time. You have to be at a certain place at a certain time. And there's somebody sort of watching over you. There's an accountability factor that if you don't do it, you could lose your job. Well, in Shackley, we don't have anybody hanging over top of us. We don't have any deadlines that are hard deadlines that we have to follow through on. And so what happens is sometimes that we end up not holding ourselves accountable. We don't put our feet to the fire, so to speak, when we set a goal for ourselves and make ourselves do it. And I think it's really important to understand that because, A, for ourselves, we've got to figure out how to motivate ourselves. We've got to figure out how to keep ourselves plugged in to Shackley so that we can make our dreams a reality. But we also need to understand it for our team members because so often we can't figure out why our team members aren't doing what they say they're going to do. We can't figure out why didn't they, you know, they said they were going to get to director in 2 weeks and they didn't do it. And some of it is just this psychology around shifting how we think about how we motivate ourselves and inspire ourselves and keep our feet, keep ourselves accountable. So these calls, the Monday morning calls, our Saturday team calls, our big team events, all of those things are designed to really help keep us in the game and to keep us thinking about our Shackley business. So when we come together, we do different topics. We've got product topics, we've got business topics, we've got personal development topics. And today we're doing a combination of things. We're going to talk about the last 90 days of a 90-day plan. I'm also going to talk a little bit about negative self-talk. Now, we've got some background noise, and I'm having a tough time identifying who has the background noise. So if you're able to mute your phone, if you're going to be shuffling around or doing things in the kitchen or wherever you are, please just don't hesitate to mute yourself. If I see who it is, I'll mute you, and then I'll unmute you when I ask questions, just so that everybody can hear. So the first thing we want to talk about is 90-day plans. And it's really important to have a plan of some sort and a timeline, a deadline on a plan. So I was just talking a second ago about accountability and how we have to keep ourselves motivated and inspired and moving forward. And in order to do that, we need a plan of action. We need to know what it is that we're trying to achieve. So when people get started in the business, we have that cursory introductory 90-day plan, and it's very basic. Everybody who's been through GLAC and you, everybody who's on our team, you know what the basic 90-day plan is, which is getting into action and talking to 30 new people. Well, we can constantly redo that. We can say every 90 days, well, I'm going to talk to 30 new people, which would be fantastic. But we also have other things that we want to accomplish. Maybe you want to increase your volume by a certain amount. Maybe you want to promote a director by a certain timeline in that 90-day plan. Maybe you're trying to earn a car payment or a certain income level. And so there's other things that we can add to 90-day plans once we're finished with the first 90-day plan. So I see we've got a couple of new folks on this call, and I don't want you to get confused. If you have not finished your first 90-day plan, then you finish that first, and then from there you work on other things, and you'll work that out with your upline, your business partner, your mentor, your coach to make that happen. So let's talk about what has worked well for you in a 90-day plan in the past, and then what hasn't worked so well for you in a 90-day plan. So this is the interactive part. I'll be quiet for a couple seconds and let you guys share. So what works well for you and what doesn't work well for you in a 90-day plan?
Well, this is Sue. For me, I have to write down names of people each day, and then if I don't get to all of them, I have to shift them into the next day. And if I stop doing that, I lose the whole momentum.
And do you set a goal for yourself for what you're going to have accomplished with those names?
I do. But in all honesty, Jennifer, my goals have never quite made the end.
Okay. Why would you think that is?
Because of other things I let get in the way.
Okay.
So
have you?
So I'm not.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm not as dedicated as what I should be to those goals.
Okay. And so, have you had 90-day plans in place?
In all honesty, no. I've had up to about a 30-day plan.
Okay.
And it's a mind shift. It really is a mind shift to say to yourself, where do I want to be at the end of 90 days? And when you look at it, we really want to look at the entire year. And we want to say, where do I want to be on December 31st of this year in my Shackley business? And then when you work your way backwards, that would be setting yourself up for four distinct 90-day plans. So just to give you an example, let's just say that you wanted to promote two directors this year. I know that's on a lot of people's radar. That's a goal for a lot of folks because they want to earn the next trip, and they have to be a coordinator. And if they're not a coordinator yet, then they have to promote two directors. So when you think about that, if you've got to promote two directors and you've got four 90-day plans, in your first 90-day plan, it would be a great idea to promote one of those directors. And in that second 90-day plan, it would be a great idea to promote the second director. And I apologize, my phone's going to ring and I can't turn it off while I'm talking to y'all. The second piece that you want to look at then is, okay, well, we've got to have enough names in our funnel. We've got to talk to enough names and sponsor enough people who are coming in as qualified distributors in order for us then to have people to get to director. And when we get people signed up as qualified distributors, we have to get them in the process of then doing their 90-day plans and getting in front of their people and getting their volume and getting momentum and starting to build their businesses. So there's a lot of moving pieces that have to happen. And if we really create a 90-day plan, we put all of that into a 90-day plan. Because too often people say, well, by the end of the year, I want to promote two directors, and then there's no plan of action for how to make that happen. They're not out showing the plan. They're not out sponsoring qualified distributors. They're not getting those distributors into action. It's just sort of slapping mud on the wall and hoping something sticks. And then at the end of the year, when they haven't promoted the two directors, they're frustrated with themselves. And really, we can't be frustrated with ourselves if we didn't put the plan in place and then we didn't work the plan, because that's really what we have to do. So I know I just sort of gave you an idea of how a 90-day plan could work. I'm going to go back to my original question and just ask, what has worked for you for your 90-day plans, and then what hasn't worked? So we can have a little more discussion around that. And thank you, Sue, for sharing.
Hey, Jennifer, it's Laureen.
Hey there.
I think this is a great topic, and I have to be honest with you. I mean, I know you know this already, but this is something that I'm just starting to implement in my business on a consistent basis. And what I see is, with this framework, it really does help people to see what the next steps are, which makes life a lot easier. But also, I think part of it, too, which is good, is, you know, if people don't continue on the plan of action, it kind of shows you where to spend your time. Like if you set these calls or these action steps with people, and then once, twice, three times, you know, let's say they don't show up or they don't they're not accountable to what they said they were doing, it kind of gives you a barometer of where to spend your time. But I guess I really want to talk to or ask, how do you deal with that? Like, when that shows up, where do you go with that?
So if I've got somebody that has written up their 90-day plan, so they're new, they've just become a qualified distributor, they've got their 90-day plan. On that 90-day plan, they put some type of a goal on there. So let's use an easy example, because I think this is probably the example that most people put on there, is that they want to get to director. That tends to be, you know, when somebody's new, that seems to be the first thing that people are shooting for. So I go back to their goals. So I would say to you, let's say you're the person, Laureen, and I would come back to you and I'd say, Laureen, you know, we had done your 90-day plan and you said you wanted to be a Shackley director, and then we were getting your list of names together and we were supposed to start making some phone calls. And you missed that next appointment for us to role play those phone calls. So I just want to clarify and make sure that we're working towards the same goal still. Do you want to be a Shackley director by the end of XYZ date? And then I'm quiet. And I let the person answer the question. And Lori, most people say, oh, yeah, I really do want that goal. Okay, so then let's talk through, why did we not role play the phone call?
Okay.
And there's usually a reason for that. And in my experience, the reason is typically that they're afraid to make the phone calls. You know, the phone calls, picking up the phone and getting into action is the more challenging piece of our business. It's not something that people can't overcome, but they do need to role play the conversations. They do need to get into some type of a setting where they're being coached and counseled on how to talk to these people. Because maybe they went out and did something that you probably told them not to do, which is make phone calls before they've role-played with you. And if they get a negative response or something, you know, their friends say, oh, this is a pyramid scheme, or why are you involved in that, or all those types of things that we've all heard before, they get discouraged, and then they're afraid to make any more phone calls. So I don't know, does that help in terms of...
It's great, really great, really perfect. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So I think the key is that we've got to take the time to ask the tough questions. And it's not easy to say to somebody, hey, why didn't you do what you said you were going to do? Most of us don't like to hold people accountable for that, just as much as they don't like to be held accountable, because it's a little uncomfortable. No one wants to hear that. Has anybody else, and we can continue to talk a little bit more about what Laureen has shared here, has anybody else had that challenge when you're working with somebody on your team on their 90-day plan? Have you run into that before where they haven't followed through? Why don't we go back to the original question? What has worked well for you in a 90-day plan, and what hasn't worked well for you in a 90-day plan?
I just have one comment, Jennifer, that I think also this is so powerful, because you had started off the call by saying, you know, some of us have corporate jobs, or I think most of us have had some sort of job where we had to be accountable to a company or a boss or whatever. And I think what happens, you know, this is just my thought process right now, is, you know, when people have to set up the framework for themselves around being in your own business and really going through the steps of accomplishing the goal, it really is a whole nother conversation, because for the most part, a lot of people never had the opportunity to exercise that muscle. And I guess it kind of brings up stuff for people like, hey, you know, I need to do A, B, C, and D. Even though the steps are simple, it brings up stuff around calling people and having that actionable thing that has to happen to build our business actually happen. So it's kind of like, you know, that big, the wall. I guess people think it's a wall to climb over. Like, how do you talk to people? And again, you know, that's not my big problem, but I think the details up into getting to those places, even as developing my own leadership, is following that those details and really being accountable to them. Even though people may be successful in other areas, when you really break it down and there's a focus, these things need to happen in order to become successful for the most part, or be duplicated, let's put it that way.
Right. Yeah, you know, something. One of the things that I needed in my business when I first started was I needed a process to follow. And I really, at the time when I first started my business, Shackley didn't have any type of training, and there wasn't anything that was really guiding me other than the people that had shared Shackley with me. And they didn't have a process. And I think when we have a systematic process, when we have the steps for people to take, it makes it really simple for people to follow the train, so to speak. There's train tracks. It's laid out for you. It's taking you in a direction. And it also takes away a lot of the excuses. And I'm not, most of us don't want to sit there and listen to people make a laundry list of excuses, and we've all probably made our own excuses for why our business has grown or not grown or all those different things. But when you have a process and a system in place, all of the other excuses go away. So the only thing that somebody really has to do is talk to new people and bring new people in. And when that becomes the only thing they have to do, that sort of is where the rubber meets the road. Are they going to learn the skills they need to learn to get on the phone and talk to people? Are they going to follow the steps? Because it's really, it's so much easier to spend our day on Facebook or to write newsletters or to, you know, make up a bunch of emails. But when you have to get on the phone and start talking to people, that's really where the rubber meets the road. You know, I had a conversation with somebody this weekend who was so upset about EnfuCell no longer being a product line for us. They were just, oh, devastated because they loved EnfuCell and they don't like the new use and blah, blah, blah. Well, by the end of the conversation, I had asked if I could send them a free the hydrating serum, because that's really what they're missing, and that's the piece that they're really frustrated about, is that their skin was a little too dry. They actually really did like the other pieces. But I'm not sharing that because obviously it doesn't really tie into a 90-day plan, but the point I wanted to make about it was not a comfortable conversation. It's not fun to have somebody telling you that they don't like something or that something doesn't work for them. Or when we're talking to a business partner and we have to say, oh my gosh, you know, we need to tweak how you're saying things because that's why it's not working for you. But that's where we all grow. That's the personal development piece that we talk about so much. When you're on the phone with real people or when you're face-to-face with a real person, learning how to have that conversation and guide somebody down a path, it's a learned skill set. And when people come into Shackley, they don't have that skill set. And really, until you brought on about 100 distributors and worked with about 100 distributors, you probably don't have the skill set that you're going to have when you have brought on 100 distributors, because you're going to go through so many different things with those people. And we have to gain that experience, but we have to jump in the trenches and get on the phone. So, Lorene, people don't want to call people. They are nervous about it. They're hesitant. Or when they first get started, they're so gung-ho and excited and everything's going to be, you know, glass cup. Rose-colored glasses. I never get these phrases right, so I should stop trying to say them. But rose-colored glasses, it's all going to be wonderful. And, you know, what happens is they call a bunch of people and they get rejected, and then all of a sudden they take a nosedive. So there's either people who are the true Pollyannas and they think everything's going to be wonderful and they get a few phone calls and get some negatives, or they're the opposite and they're afraid to get on the phone because they're just too nervous to tell their friends what they're doing. So it's this wide range of stuff that we have to help work them through. So I know that was a really long conversation, but I just wanted to share that with everybody because I think we all need to be in the trenches more. We all need to be on the phone more. We all have things to learn from these conversations and guiding people down a path. So I will be quiet for a second. What are some other comments about the 90-day plan? What has worked and what hasn't worked for you? Any other thoughts about the 90-day plan? Okay, my recommendation is that it's really important to do a 90-day plan for yourself and to first think through where you want to be by the end of the year. If you're new in this business and you have not yet done a 90-day plan, even if you've been in the business 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, and you've never done that initial 90-day plan, reach out to me. Let's make sure you get a copy of the first 90-day plan. Let's make sure you know what the steps are to get your business started properly. And we can always go back. We can always do a grand reopening. We can always, you know, sort of relaunch our business and follow the steps, learn the things that we need to learn to have the success that we're trying to have. Okay, so that said, any comments, questions about that? If you're further down the path and you're creating your 90-day plan, there may be some other tweaks in there based on what your goals are. If you have an offline business partner, mentor, coach to work with and share that with, please do. If you don't, I am more than welcome to take a look at that, and I will sit down and help you tweak that and make sure that it's going in the direction you need it to go in, and also making sure that you're on the right path as far as the accountability piece. Any last comments about 90-day plans before we move on? Okay. So what we're going to talk about now is just some negative self-talk. One of the biggest challenges in this business is ourselves and the negative things that we're saying to ourselves in our head around this business. How many of you have recently done a negative self-talk journal. Has anybody done that recently where you've gone back and just listened to what you're saying to yourself and listened to your negative self-talk? Has anybody ever done a negative self-talk journal?
Hi, Jennifer. This is Sabrina. No, I have not.
Okay. In Glacken University, during one of the weeks, we asked people to do a negative self-talk journal. And so let me just walk through what that is, because maybe some folks haven't heard of it yet. So let's make sure that everybody knows what it is. And I'm going to make a recommendation that everybody do it for a couple of days, if not for this entire week. A negative self-talk journal is designed to capture your negative thinking and your negative thoughts. And you probably think, well, gosh, why do I want to focus on that? Why do I want to know what I'm saying to myself if it's negative? Well, the first step to changing something is to know that you're doing it. And so we have to get our negative self-talk written down on paper so that we know what it is so we can tweak it and change it. So do I want you focusing on all the negatives? No, but I do want you to capture them. So just having a pad of paper, a little notebook, something. And so when you hear yourself say, oh, I can't do that, that's not going to work, or this is dumb, or you know, anything that could be potentially negative, you want to jot it down. Now, the more insidious negative self-talk is the stuff we don't hear. So if you can hear it, that's really important to get it down on paper. But sometimes you're just in a situation and it just feels bad or it doesn't feel good. And a lot of times there's some negative underlying belief that's coming up or some negative underlying self-talk that's coming up that we have to try to figure out and identify in order to really capture what's happening and to be able to change it. But initially, for the first go-around with negative self-talk, the idea is to have some type of a diary and capture all of those thoughts so that then you can tweak them and turn them into positive, so that you can change your negative self-talk, but first you have to know what it is. So some thoughts around negative self-talk. Let me just give you some ideas of some of the things that you might be putting down. You might put down things like, I don't have enough time to build my Shackley business, or I don't know enough people, or people aren't interested, or I've tried this and it hasn't worked, or people have returned product, or I don't have anybody buying consistently. I mean, you know, the laundry list of negative self-talk can go on and on and on. But those are just some ideas. Are there any other things that people know for sure that they've struggled with as far as some negative self-talk? Is there anything that anybody's willing to share that you feel like you've struggled with negative self-talk? Because I'm sure if you've struggled with it, there's somebody else here who also has struggled with it.
Hey, Jennifer, it's Lorene.
Hey there.
Two things I want to comment on that really kind of got me to see. Not so much that it was negative self-talk, but I guess it ties into believability. When you were, when you had coached my daughter around why she wasn't promoting the products within the infrastructure of what she does on a daily basis around health and wellness and yoga and whatnot. And it was so interesting, you know, when it was broken down, it came down to she didn't know how to overcome objections, so therefore she wasn't promoting or making it known that she's attached to a brand, which I thought was so powerful. And when that light bulb goes off, it just can make such a huge difference in the direction of your business. So that's just one comment I wanted to make, because I don't know if it was really, I'm sure there was some negative self-talk around that conversation in her head, but which ties into believability and what are people going to think and all the things that you just mentioned. But I think one thing that maybe over the years, because I've been exposed to network marketing for quite some time, is it can happen for somebody else, but probably not me, even though I know that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Really good. Both comments are really good. Getting, you know, a lot of people think it can't happen for them, and so don't try to judge it. Just get it down on paper if that's a thought that you're having, because there's some other probably underlying pieces around it. And as far as coaching your daughter, Lorene, I just want to add one piece to that, because sometimes people have, they look at their business and they say things aren't growing, or I don't know what to do next. And little things like branding ourselves can be so important. You know, wearing your Shackley logo wear, But in the case of your daughter, she was uncomfortable promoting that she was marketing a Shaklee product because she didn't know how to overcome some of the objections. So just, you know, pulling that apart and you know, breaking that apart to say, what's the issue here? Why aren't you branding yourself? Why aren't you talking about Shaklee more? And just helping yourself identify, and you'll probably uncover quite a bit. And I'm not saying that that's the case for everybody else on the phone here, but let's just make sure that we do know what our negative self-talk is. Does anybody else
want
to share?
Okay. Jennifer?
Yes.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to say something here that I think would help the group because it really helped me, and I think it's very poignant right now. You know, when I said to Michaela, do you want to spend some time with Jennifer, she said, well, Mom, I'm really nowhere right now, like not feeling worthy of your time, right? And but, of course, the appointment happened, and I really what I just want to, you know, leave with the group is the impact of having those counseling conversations with your mentor or your coach, obviously you in with respect to this call, because there was so much uncovered there that would not have gotten uncovered if that time hadn't been allotted for counseling. So that was really huge.
And thank you for bringing that up, Lorraine, because I hear that quite a bit. I hear people saying, well, gosh, you know, I haven't moved far enough along, or I'm not high enough up in the business to warrant your time. I'm here to help everybody that's on this call grow your business. As an organization, we are a team that wants to help everybody be successful. And so if you're not having the success, let's get on the phone. If the phone doesn't work, let's get on email or text or whatever we need to do to help you move forward or to have the breakthroughs that you need to have. And it can be sometimes a 15, 20-minute conversation. It doesn't have to be hours and hours. It can sometimes be just uncovering one little nugget that needs to tweak and change. So thank you for bringing that up, Lorraine. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. It was very powerful on our end. There's a lot of learning there.
Good. Very good. Any last comments about negative self-talk? Anything that you want to add about your own negative self-talk, or do you have any questions about the negative self-talk diary?
Jennifer, I have a distributor who is very isolated because of her husband and his ill health, and isolated because she moved to a state where she doesn't know very many people. Mm-hmm. And it is a, I don't want to say chore, but it is an ongoing issue to try and keep her positive. And, you know, there's no money, there's no people she can call, those kinds of things. And I love her dearly. And this is the one thing, having her own distributorship is the one thing that's given her hope that she has something to work on for herself. So I really want to keep supporting her. But I need a little bit of guidance as far as where to go from here.
Right. Yes. Well, you know, something, where there's a will, there's a way. I've had people in my organization who've lived in a town of 500 people who've had a huge successful Shaklee business. I have people who don't know anyone where they live, and they've had huge successful Shaklee businesses. So it's really about attitude, and where there's a will, there's a way. So sometimes it means having those tough conversations with the person. So when the person gets on the phone and they say, I don't know anyone, the question I would ask them is, what are you doing to meet people? What are you doing to figure out how to pull names in or to have people to talk to? Who do you know from your life? You know, she didn't just wake up today she wasn't just born today, so she's got a whole life of names of people that she's met over the years. And if that becomes something negative, well, I can't talk to any of those people, I don't know them well enough, or whatever the laundry list of excuses can be, at some point we have to ask people, do you want this business? If you want this business, we have to figure some things out. You're not going to build a business without people. And you're not going to build a business on a negative attitude either. Now, you may not want to say that right off the bat, but those are things that it really
right.
comes down to. And so if the person wants help and wants support, great. Then let's figure it out, because you can give her strategy ideas of, you know, okay, where's some fishing holes? Where can you go meet people? Who do you know in your past? You help them dig in, and then there's going to be other things, obviously, that are going to come up for this person. And so my guidance is stay in the boat with her, but don't row the boat more than she rows. If you know what I mean by that, don't try to drag her across the finish line. If she really doesn't want this, really step back and decide, do you want it more for her than she wants it? And if that's the case, then you can't ever make somebody do something, so that's not going to work. But if she wants it for herself as much as you want it for her, then she'll be willing to make the changes and the tweaks to move forward.
Perfect.
Does that help?
Thank you.
You're
a
welcome.
Lot. Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, we are at our ending time here, so hopefully everybody will have an opportunity this next week to get your negative self-talk together. Right, just take the time. Take a diary. Do it for 1 day, 2 days, however long you're willing to do it. As things are coming up, make sure if you have an issue that comes up that you say, oh, my goodness, I really need some help on this. I can't believe I've been saying this to myself. Reach out to your upline business mentor and coach and let them help you work through that. So I hope you have a fabulous Shackley day and a fabulous Shackley week. There were a lot of to-dos off of this call between the 90-day plan and the negative self-talk journal. So if there's any questions about it, please don't hesitate to reach out. Have a wonderful day, everybody. We'll talk to you guys soon. Goodbye now.